Hello, and welcome to the audio guide for Waterfront Theater. My name is Ruth, and I'm a white person in my late 20s with short blonde hair and glasses. This guide will provide you with information about the venue space, including directions to and around the building. We hope that this guide will help you prepare for your visit. In this guide, shorter distances will be given in steps, and longer distances will be given in meters, as well as steps where appropriate. Orientations will be given using the points on an analog clock face. So 12 o'clock would be straight ahead of you, and 9 o'clock would be on your left. Keep in mind that everyone's steps are different, and therefore the measurements in this guide are approximate. For reference, the steps in this guide are based on my own measurements, and I am 6 feet tall. Please adjust accordingly if you need to. Where is Waterfront Theater? Waterfront Theater is located on Granville Island at 1412 Cartwright Street. It's across the street from Granville Island Brewing. Getting to Waterfront Theater by car. There are a small number of parking spots in front of Waterfront and in front of Festival House next door. There is one accessible spot in front of each building. These spots back out into oncoming traffic. There is also a small parking lot between Waterfront Theater and Festival House, which is accessible from Cartwright Street. There is one accessible spot at the back of this lot, with lots of room on either side to exit the vehicle. There are also larger parking lots on either side of Old Bridge Street. From the entrance to Granville Island on Anderson Street, turn right onto Cartwright and then left onto Old Bridge Street. A parking lot will be on your left, and a parkade will be on your right. You will have to pay for parking between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. It costs $3 an hour on weekdays and $4 an hour on weekends and statutory holidays. Getting to Waterfront Theater by bus. There are no buses that stop on Granville Island. The nearest bus stops are a 6 to 15 minute walk away and serve the following routes: 50, 4, 7, 14, 84, 10, and 16. I will start by providing walking directions from each of these bus stops to the Granville Island entrance. All routes combine there. For walking directions from the Granville Island entrance to the venue, skip ahead to Getting to Waterfront Theater from the Granville Island entrance. If you are taking the 50 South Falls Creek via Granville Island, get off at eastbound West 2nd Avenue at Anderson Street. When you get off the bus, turn left and walk for 35 steps or 30 meters until you reach an intersection with lights at 1 o'clock. Cross the intersection straight ahead, heading eastward, then turn left and cross again, heading northward. After you cross, continue walking straight ahead. You will be walking down Anderson Street with the Granville Bridge above you. After 70 meters, you will reach a bike and pedestrian crosswalk that goes across the sidewalk. If you are taking the 50 to Waterfront Station, get off at westbound West 2nd Avenue at Anderson Street. When you get off the bus, turn right and walk for 20 steps, or 16 meters, until you reach an intersection with lights. Cross the intersection straight ahead, heading eastward, then turn left and walk straight ahead. You will be walking down Anderson Street with the Granville Bridge above you. After 70 meters, you'll reach a bike and pedestrian crosswalk that goes across the sidewalk. If you are taking the 4 Powell, the 7 Nanaimo Station, the 14 Hastings, or the 84 VCC Clark Station, get off at eastbound West 4th Avenue at Fir Street. When you get off the bus, turn left. Continue straight down the sidewalk for about 30 meters to reach a crosswalk at 2 o'clock. Cross, then follow the sidewalk to the left to continue down 4th Avenue and under the Granville Overpass. After 90 meters, you will reach an intersection with lights at 9 o'clock. Cross this intersection straight ahead, heading northward, then turn right to cross again, heading eastward. Then turn left and walk straight ahead. You will be walking downhill with the Granville Bridge above you, heading towards the entrance to Granville Island. After 100 meters, you will pass over a set of unused railway tracks. Continue for 25 more steps, or 20 meters, to reach the intersection with Anderson Street. At this intersection, cross straight ahead, continuing northward, and then keep walking for 70 meters. You will reach a bike and pedestrian crosswalk that goes across the sidewalk. If you are taking the 4 Blanca, the 7 Dunbar, the 14 Blanca, or the 84 UBC, get off at westbound West 4th Avenue at 1st Street. When you get off the bus, turn right. Continue for 45 meters to reach an intersection with lights. Cross the intersection straight ahead, heading eastward, and continue straight for 125 meters. You will reach a crossing with a curb cut at 1 o'clock. Cross the street to another curb cut at 11 o'clock. Oncoming traffic has a stop sign to let you cross. Now you will be passing under the Granville Overpass. Continue straight for 36 steps or 30 meters to reach an intersection with lights at 11 o'clock. Cross the street straight ahead, continuing eastbound. After crossing, turn left and walk straight ahead. You will be walking downhill with the Granville Bridge above you, heading towards the entrance to Granville Island. After 100 meters, you will pass over a set of unused railway tracks. Walk for 25 more steps, or 20 meters, to reach the intersection with Anderson Street. At this intersection, cross straight ahead, continuing northward, and keep walking for 70 meters. You will reach a bike and pedestrian crosswalk that goes across the sidewalk. If you are taking the 10 downtown or the 16 29th Avenue station, get off at northbound Granville Street at 5th Avenue. When you get off the bus, turn right. After 30 steps or 25 meters, you will reach a set of 10 stairs at 9 o'clock. Go down the stairs and follow the sidewalk through the park. After 20 steps or 16 meters, the sidewalk will curve slightly to the left. Then walk for 30 steps, or 25 meters, following the sidewalk to the left, and continue for 55 meters to reach 4th Avenue. To avoid stairs, go straight down the sidewalk from the bus stop for 75 meters as it curves left, then turn left onto the path into the park. Walk for 55 meters to reach a slight curve to the left, then walk for 32 meters to reach 4th Avenue. At 4th Avenue, turn left to continue on the sidewalk for 24 steps or 20 meters to reach an intersection with lights at 3 o'clock. Cross 4th Avenue at this intersection, heading northward. After you cross, turn right and cross the intersection again, heading eastward. Then turn left and keep walking straight as the path slopes downhill to Granville Island. After 100 meters, you will pass over a set of unused railway tracks. Keep walking for 25 more steps, or 20 meters, to reach the intersection with Anderson Street. At this intersection, cross straight ahead, continuing northward, and keep walking for 70 meters. You will reach a bike and pedestrian crosswalk that goes across the sidewalk. If you are taking the 10 Granville or the 16 Arbutus, get off at southbound Granville Street at West Cloverleaf. When you get off the bus, turn left and then immediately turn right to take the downhill path into the park. After 20 steps, or 16 meters, turn right to take the path into the tunnel. At the dead end of the tunnel, turn right. There will be a path on your left at 9 o'clock and stairs in front of you at 12 o'clock. Take the path for 8 steps, then follow the path to the right for 35 steps, or 30 meters. Continue on the sidewalk to the left through the park. Walk for 20 steps, or 16 meters. Follow the path for a slight curve to the left, then continue for approximately 30 meters until you reach 4th Avenue. At 4th Avenue, turn left to continue on the sidewalk for 24 steps, or 20 meters, to reach an intersection with lights at 3 o'clock. Cross 4th Avenue at this intersection, heading northward. After you cross, turn right and cross the intersection again, heading eastward. Then turn left and keep walking straight as the path slopes downhill to Granville Island. After 100 meters, you will pass over a set of unused railway tracks. Walk for 25 more steps, or 20 meters, to reach the intersection with Anderson Street. At this intersection, cross straight ahead, continuing northward, and keep walking for 70 meters. You will reach a bike and pedestrian crosswalk that goes across the sidewalk. Getting to Waterfront Theater from the Granville Island entrance. When you reach the bike and pedestrian crosswalk, continue straight past it. The path will turn into a boardwalk for a few steps as you do so. When you reach the intersection with Cartwright Street, turn right. There will be a big yellow building along your right-hand side marking this intersection. After 25 steps, or 20 meters, the sidewalk will disappear and there will be a walking path bordered by two smooth railway tracks. Cartwright is a one-way street, so cars will be passing you on your left. There will also be a red train car at about 2 o'clock. After 35 meters, you will reach a gray building, which is Waterfront Theater. Getting around the building. The main entrance to Waterfront Theater is a set of double doors under an awning. The doors do not have an automatic door button, but they should be propped open once guests are allowed to enter the lobby. When you enter, the box office will be 4 steps away at 2 o'clock, at a counter 34 inches high. The theater entrance is 12 steps away at the opposite end of the hallway, at about 11 o'clock from the front doors. The lobby is in a large room with an entrance 5 steps to your left at 9 o'clock when you enter through the main doors. There are 2 gender-neutral bathrooms along the wall to your right when you enter the lobby. The closest one is 5 steps away with an entrance at 2 o'clock and has 4 stalls, including an accessible stall at the end facing the entrance. The farther bathroom is in the back corner, 15 steps away with an entrance at 3 o'clock. When you enter this bathroom, you will find 2 urinals on your right and an accessible stall at the end facing you at 2 o'clock. Depending on the show, the concession stand may be open in the lobby. From the lobby's entrance, the concession stand will be at 1 o'clock, 9 steps away. The stand's counter is 44 inches high. Large print menu options will be available. There may also be tables set up along the lobby's wall with windows. This is the wall on the far left when you enter the lobby at about 10 o'clock. You can buy books by the event's authors at these tables. After the event, authors may sit at these tables to sign books, and you can line up in front of them in the lobby. After you get your book signed, you can leave the building through a separate door to your left. The entrance to the theater is through a set of brown double doors on the opposite end of the foyer from the building's main entrance. To get there from the lobby, head back towards the foyer, then take 10 steps towards 10 o'clock. A volunteer will be at the theater's entrance to scan your ticket. When you enter the theater, the closest seats will be on your left at 9 o'clock, and the stage will be in front of you at 11. The front row of seats is level with the floor, and each additional row is higher than the last. There are 2 sets of stairs to access the seating, one against either wall. The closest stairs will be directly on your left when you enter the theater, 3 steps ahead, towards 12 o'clock, and 3 steps to your left, towards 9 o'clock. The farther stairs are 12 steps away, towards 9 o'clock. There will be handrails along each wall to access the seating further back. Conclusion. If you need anything while at Waterfront Theater, volunteers will be located at the box office and at the theater entrance to help. They will be wearing teal lanyards with name tags hanging off of them. Thank you for listening to our audio guide to Waterfront Theater. This guide was created in partnership with the Writers Festival Accessibility Roundtable. If you have any questions or feedback about this audio guide, please email access@writersfest.bc.ca.